You're listening to the Numbers Matter Podcast, the official podcast of Numbers Matter Accounting and Bookkeeping.
Welcome to the Numbers Matter Podcast. I'm Chris Fallon, the founder, and I'm here with my dear friend and author, Christy Strau.
Hi, Chris.
Today, we're going to go over the very exciting topic, enjoy life and save for retirement.
Yes. And if you're like me, you used to think that those two things were not possible in the by the same person. It's either enjoy life or save for retirement, but not both.
I will tell you why this topic became important for this round of our podcast, because recently we have a new client, the Coleridge Group. Francisco Ayala is the certified financial planner of that group and managing member. And on their website, they use the word mindfulness. And I had never seen a financial planner use the word mindfulness before. So I was very intrigued. And their approach is, if you are the type of person who wants to go to Europe every year, do so without guilt if they help you manage the whole thing. So here you can spend this, but you're going to save this. And that their approach is that people are more than the sum of just focused on retirement.
Yes. So yeah, that's true. We are. We don't want to save every single cent, you know, and live in the darkness and eat white bread and canned beans till we're 65. This whole thing about mindfulness and, you know, traveling to Europe every year, underneath that, I spent a lot of time thinking about this, but underneath that is a value, and it is really important to figure out what value is being satisfied by what you're doing.
Can you give us an example?
Well, traveling to Europe is a great example. So what are you trying to do? That's possibly the value of freedom, possibly the value of not innovation, but new stuff, you know, exposed to new stuff all the time, possibly vacation, you know, or leisure, or, you know, free time, possibly education. So once I know what's underneath, what values I'm trying to meet by the trip to Europe, there may be 14 other ways to meet those values in different ways that cost at very different levels. And some of the values that, you know, like freedom. I mean, maybe I need to go to Europe, but maybe I need to get in the car and drive around small towns in Arizona and look at them. You know, there's just a lot of ways to fulfill the values once I know what they are, rather than, it's a trip to Europe and that's what I want. You know, look underneath and see.
Do you think it's possible to take the trip to Europe and still save for retirement?
Yes, I do. Well, you know, we can't fly over on the Concorde anymore, but yeah, you know, I mean, there's 14,000 ways to take a trip to Europe. That's for sure. All kinds of different ways. And that's another thing to look at too. If the trip to Europe is your value, then how do you want to do it and stick within your, I like to say spending plan, because I always think budget sounds like a diet and I'm not interested in either a budget or a diet. But yeah, how do you stick within your spending plan and make the whole thing conscious?
A related tip for that is treat your retirement savings like a fixed expense and prioritize funding it before discretionary spending. So discretionary spending would be the trip to Europe.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I get in trouble when I have a category of things that are good to spend money on or save for and things that are bad, which is why, you know, diet and budget go together. Cause I could sort of give myself a story that discretionary spending, you know, is bad, but I could allocate money for retirement, the correct amount, and have that category, and then have a category that's equally important, you know, which is maybe freedom or whatever. And not, when I used to think about saving for retirement, it always felt like this, I got to feed the retirement account and have deprivation everywhere else. And that's not what you're saying. And I don't think that's what that financial planner is saying either, that there's abundance in both places, that just because I'm saving for retirement, you know, does not sentence me to the life of darkness and white bread.
Sometimes you hear people saying that they want to enjoy their life while they're young enough to enjoy it.
Right. Because getting old is a felony after all. Yeah. And And that, you know, right underneath that is the, yeah, so that means I don't want to save for retirement. I just want to spend it on travel.
Exactly.
It's not like that either. You know, that it, that demonizes the retirement side instead of demonizing the, you know, enjoying my life side. Or also makes me think, like, in order to enjoy my life, I have to spend every cent I make. That's not true either. There's definitely a way to keep peace on both sides.
What tool would you think that would do that?
Well, the main tool is to... yeah, don't shoot me. You won't, but the people listening might. Is to track your spending for a couple months, 3 months, 4 months, and total them up into categories, you know, whatever they are, groceries, fun, all the stuff, all the categories. And see, just in the way that you could track your time and see what you value, you track your money, because your money will tell you what you're valuing. And that's the first place to start. And then once you see what you think you're valuing, then ask yourself, is this what I really value? You know, people, when they total up, when I started doing this a long time ago, I would total up these categories and see, you know, does it make sense to spend $150 on flowers? Maybe. But once I know it's that much, maybe not. And, you know, what, it goes back to that value thing again. What am I valuing and how am I meeting that value consciously rather than just, oh, let's buy this?
So when I meet with clients and talk about business budgets, which we're big fans of, I use the sort of same verbiage of, so when I say the word budget, you go to think you can't have the cookie. I didn't realize I got that from you.
That's right. You can't even have half the cookie.
Can't have half the cookie.
No.
Thinking about enjoying life and saving for retirement, people are living longer.
Yeah, they are. So this is more and more serious.
Yeah. And so financial planners used to not plan for someone to live to 100.
I know.
Are you ready to live to 100?
Well, I ran my statistics out to 95.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you, you know, penniless at 90?
No.
95 in a day?
No, I can go further if I have to. Yeah, if I stick to my spending plan.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And when you ran those numbers, did you do that by yourself or did you have someone help you?
I had somebody help me, but you don't have to. All the, should I say, websites that have? Okay, so Fidelity, Vanguard, Kiplinger. At least those three websites have these retirement planning things where you can put in how much you're making, you know, just all the variables, and it'll tell you how much you need to save.
It's a great segue into next month's topic, which is, sure, Numbers Matter handles tax and accounting, but what about financial planning and estate planning?
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for more.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Numbers Matter podcast. Episodes are released monthly. Check out Numbers Matter at our website, nmaab.com. If you or anyone you know are in need of accounting services in the greater Phoenix area, feel free to reach out at the contact page on our website, or you can send an email to chris@nmaab.com. You can also give us a call at 602-614-3404. This has been a T-Door production. Theme music by RKVC.